Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY26 NHPC Limited earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q3 FY26 conference call of NHPC. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of NHPC, represented by Mr. Bhupendra Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Uttam Lal, Director Personnel, Mr. Sanjay Kumar Singh, Director Projects, Mr. Suprakash Adhikari, Director Technical, Mr. Mahesh Kumar Sharma, Director Finance. So we will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Bhupendra Gupta, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rupesh. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
So good afternoon, friends. NHPC Board has adopted nine-month financial results for the period ended 31st December 2025 in its meeting held on 4th of February 2026, and the same has already been communicated to the exchanges. By now, I hope that you all would have got a chance to go through the quarterly and nine-monthly set of numbers. Firstly, I will touch upon major highlights of the financial results and the detailed growth plan of the company. Further, detailed analysis of the result shall be shared by our Director of Finance, Shri Mahesh Kumar Sharma ji. Brief highlights are as follows. During nine months, that is FY26, our power stations have achieved a generation of 25,849 million units as against 22,397 million units generated in the corresponding period of the previous year, which is higher by about 15%, and this is mainly due to commissioning of our Parvati 2 power station, 800 MW, and subsequent increase in generation of Parvati 3 power station, which is due to the more water availability from the Parvati 2, and increase in power generation in some of the other power stations. Our plant availability factor for the nine months stands at 79.27%, and mainly there is some 3% lower than the previous period, which is mainly due to the Dulhasti, Salal, and Chamera 1 and Chamera 3 power station because during the monsoon, we had to shut down, which was beyond our control, so that's why there is a decrease, but we are hopeful that we will recover this during the entire financial year. During the nine-month FY26, the company has earned revenue of 8,800 crore as against 8,033 crore, so there is an increase of 10%, and the company has earned PAT of 2,306 as against 2,153 of the corresponding year, which is 7% higher. I'm very pleased and proud to share that we have commissioned two units of Subansiri Lower Project. I think all of you know that there is a 2,000 MW Subansiri Lower Project comprising of eight units of 250 MW. So we have commissioned and declared the commercial operation of these two units. A third unit is expected any day now. Maybe within this week only, we may commission the third unit also. And the fourth unit, we will commission and declare the COD by the end of March 26. Remaining four units, we are targeting to commission all by December 26. So the project is almost in the final stages, and we have already spent around 2,569 crore against this revised cost of 2,794.9. NHPC has also fully commissioned our 300 MW Karnisar Solar Project under CPSU scheme in Bikaner, and the project has become NHPC's largest operational solar power project as of now. So this shows our commitment towards the renewable energy expansion of the company to have aligned with the vision of our Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi ji. In respect of Dibang Multiple Power Project, 2,800 MW, We have already awarded all major contracts except one, which we will be awarding this month only. And all the works are in full swing. And we hope that whatever target we have fixed of 2032, we will do our best, make all the efforts to achieve that target of 2032. Because this is very, very good project for us, because the levelized tariff of this project is 4.46 per unit, and so we intend to complete as early as possible. Now regarding Teesta 6, which we took over from NCLT, this project is also going well. We have achieved 71% physical progress, and the estimated cost of this project is 8449 crore. And already we have incurred expenditure of around 5,000 crore till December 25. This also we are expediting the project, and though we are facing a very big geological issue in the, our head race tunnel, and because of that slightly slow progress is there, but we are going very, very methodological, also very careful, because one small incident can delay the project for months together. So, but we are very much sure that we will achieve the targeted commissioning of 2029 in this project also. The Langit 4, which is 120 megawatt, again in the state of Sikkim, here the progress is almost 95% as of now, and we have completed all the electromechanical works. The only left out works in this project is the HRT only, which is left out, and again here we were facing a very severe and geological problem. So we have tackled that geological problem, and now we have left with certain lining works, which is something, some timeline is required, some minimum timeline for that. So we are hopeful that we will complete this project, commission all the three units by October or November 26. So this is again will add 120 megawatt to our NHPC kitty. Then coming back to Ratle hydroelectric project, this is 850 megawatt. In the UT of JNK. Here also the work is progressing well, and we have completed the excavation of the dam pit, and which is a major milestone actually for any hydro project, which is the most critical one also. Now we have started the concreting, in fact, of this dam recently, where our Honorable Power Minister Shri Manohar Lal Khattar ji visited that plant, so we started the concreting in his presence. And here that overall physical progress we talk about, right, 26%. And this also we are targeting to complete by November 28. And considering the present status of the project, we are 100% sure that we will not miss this deadline. Now we have one subsidiary, as you all are aware of, at Chenab Valley Power Limited. So here also again we are constructing three projects in Chenab Basin, in the UT of JNK. If we talk about the three projects, then first one is Pakkaldul hydroelectric projects, which is 1000 megawatt, and here the overall physical progress is around 77%, and we are targeting and this commissioning of all the units by December 26, and considering the present pace of the progress, we are 100% sure that we will achieve this. Second one is 624 Kiru HE projects. Here again, the overall progress is around 77%, and this is also very attractive tariff we have in this project, which is around 5.68 per unit. And again, in this project also, we are hopeful and very sure, in fact, I will say, that we will complete this project by December 26. Third one, under this our JV subsidiary company, is Kavar HE projects, which is 540 megawatt. Again in the Chenab Basin, here the progress is around 27%, and the targeted date of completion for this project is March 28, and the way our progress is, we are getting the progress every month, we are 100% sure that we will achieve this. Again, this is a very, very attractive this tariff for this project, that is around 4.44 per unit. So we are just targeting to complete this as scheduled. Apart from this, NHPC has 3-4 new projects which we are going to start very soon. One of them is Uri Stage 2 project, which is 240 megawatt, then Dhulasti Stage 2, 260 megawatt, Then Thavalkot, 1856 megawatt. Subansiri Upper, that is 1605. Italian, which is the biggest hydro plant in India as of now, 3097 megawatt. And Kamala, which are Kamala 1720 megawatt, which are at the different stage of clearances or which, or under various stages of approvals. And I want to assure all of you that we are going to start these projects during 26. Some of them will be in the second quarter, first quarter of 26-27, and some of them may be third and fourth, second and third quarter of 26-27. So this is again five or six projects which will be starting this year itself, total comprising of around 10,000 megawatt. Regarding 1,000 megawatt solar power projects which were allocated to NHPC under CPSU scheme, we have already commissioned 300 megawatt as shared earlier, and now 100 megawatt Andhra Pradesh and 600 megawatt in Gujarat are expected to be commissioned by June 26 and December 26 respectively. Then another project, 200 megawatt grid connected solar power project in GSC, RE Park and Khavda. The work is progressing well, and we are expected to complete this also again by March 26 itself. So with this, I think during this year only, we will be commissioning more than 1,000 megawatt of solar and adding this to our total capacity of the NHPC. NHPC is also exploring the possibility of pump storage plant in different states, Andhra, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Punjab, Rajasthan, and Maharashtra. And DPRs are under process. So some of the PSP, which seems to be very attractive, the DPRs are in some different stages as of now. And we are going to start at least the construction of at least one or at least two projects, which we are planning to start this year, during this calendar year, I will say, not financial year. So that will be another thing, which will be around 2,000 megawatt plus, comprising of two or three PSPs. So I think these are the highlights and the growth plan of the NHPC, which we are looking forward, and what I see, that's we have a very, very bright future, considering the emphasis on the clean and RE power. And so our plan also to expand our solar power business also. And for that, we are in discussion with various stakeholders. So we are hopeful that we will be coming out with more solar projects in future, in addition to the hydro and the pump storage, which I just discussed about. This is all from my side. So now I request our Director of Finance, Shri Mahesh Sharma ji, to give the brief idea about our financial results, which all the investors must have already gone through. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, friends. I am going to share with you reasons for major variations in line items reported in the results for quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2025. For 9 months FY26, company has earned revenue from operations of ₹8,800 crores, as against 8,033 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 10% higher, that is by ₹767 crores. The increase in revenue is mainly due to higher generation on account of commissioning of Parvati 2 power station. During Q3 FY26, company has earned revenue from operations of ₹2,221 crores, as against ₹2,287 crores in the corresponding previous period, which is about 3% lower, that is by ₹66 crores. The decrease in revenue is mainly due to decrease in sales pertaining to previous years on account of pay anomaly and interest on arbitration accounted in previous corresponding quarter to the extent of ₹500 crore approximately. Other income for 9 months FY26 is of the order of ₹766 crore in comparison to ₹1,024 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 25% lower, that is by ₹258 crore. This is mainly due to decrease in realization of business interruption loss against insurance claim by ₹352 crore, mainly related to Teesta 5 power station. Current period nil and previous period ₹352 crore. Decrease in provision not required written back by ₹108 crore, mainly related to Bursar project, This decrease is offset by increase in income from insurance claim by rupees 251 crore, mainly in respect of Teesta Phoi power station rupees 132 crore and Pavati 2 power station rupees 121 crore. Other income for Q3 FY26 is of the order of rupees 272 crore in comparison to rupees 330 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 18% lower, that is by rupees 58 crore. This is mainly due to decrease in realization of business interruption loss against insurance claim by rupees 160 crore, mainly related to Teesta Phoi power station. Current period nil and previous period rupees 160 crore, which is partly offset by increase in income from insurance claim by rupees 124 crore, mainly in respect of Pavati 2 power station. During 9 months, FY26, the employee cost has come down from rupees 1,402 crores to rupees 1,096 crore, means by rupees 306 crore, which is mainly due to decrease in employee remuneration pay annually by rupees 363 crore, which is offset by increase due to increment, D and other factors. During Q3 FY26, the employee cost has come down from rupees 687 crore to rupees 346 crore, means by rupees 341 crore, which is mainly due to reasons I just mentioned. During 9 months, FY26, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 1,201 crore to rupees 849 crore, means by rupees 352 crore, which is mainly due to decrease in interest on arbitration and court cases by rupees 894 crore, which is offset by increase in interest on bonds, term loans, etc. by rupees 518 crore related to Pavati 2, Subansiri Lower and Karnisar Solar Power Station charged to profit and loss account since their commissioning. During Q3 FY26, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 649 crore to rupees 310 crore, means by rupees 339 crore, which is mainly due to decrease in interest on arbitration and court cases by rupees 557 crore, which is offset by increase in interest on bonds, term loans, etc. by rupees 175 crore, mainly related to Pavati 2, Subansiri Lower and Karnisar Solar Power Station charged to profit and loss since their commissioning. During 9 months, FY26, the depreciation and amortization expenses has gone up from rupees 878 crore to rupees 1,334 crore, means by rupees 456 crore, which is mainly due to depreciation and amortization in respect of power stations commissioned during financial year 2025-26. During Q3 FY26, the depreciation and amortization expenses have gone up from rupees 297 crore to rupees 457 crore, means by rupees 160 crore, which is mainly due to depreciation and amortization in respect of power station commission during FY25-26. During 9 months FY26, other expenses have gone up from rupees 1,499 crore to rupees 2,946 crore, means by rupees 1,447 crore. This is mainly due to the increase in general network access charges by rupees 781 crore, increase in insurance expenses by rupees 323 crore and increase in R&M expenses by rupees 71 crore, etc. During Q3 FY26, other expenses have gone up from rupees 481 crore to rupees 1537 crore, means by rupees 1056 crore, which is mainly due to the increase in GNA charges by rupees 781 crore, increase in insurance expenses by rupees 121 crore and increase in R&M expenses by rupees 28 crore. During 9 months FY26, tax expenses have gone up from rupees 1108 crore to rupees 1496 crore, means by rupees 388 crore due to deferred tax adjustment and recognition of MAT credit. During Q3 FY26, tax expenses have gone up from rupees 104 crore to rupees 573 crore, means by rupees 469 crore due to deferred tax adjustment and recognition of MAT credit. During 9 months FY26, the incentives positions are as under. Secondary energy for 9 months FY26 was 461 as against corresponding previous period 422 crores. PA based incentive 52 during 9 months FY26 as against 52 same. This is flat. PA based incentives are flat. Deviation charges 34 crores in 9 months FY26 as against 41 crores in 9 months FY25. So total 547 crores as against 515 crores in the corresponding previous period. During Q3 FY26, the incentives positions are as under. Secondary energy Q3 FY26 230 crores as against 110 crores in the corresponding previous period. PA based incentive 39 crores in Q3 FY26 as against 35 crores in Q3 FY25. Deviation charges 13 crores in Q3 FY26 as against 14 crores in Q3 FY25. So total in during quarter Q3 FY26 282 crores is the incentives as against 159 crore in the corresponding previous quarter. Capex during 9 months FY26 is ₹8,844 crore as against ₹7,405 crore in the corresponding period of previous year on consolidated basis. This is all from my side. Now the forum is open for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ragini Pandey from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So I just want to know your capex guidance for FY27 and 28, and if you can just repeat the capex that you have incurred for FY26.
Capex for 9 months FY26 is ₹8,844 crore, as against ₹7,405 crore in the corresponding period of previous year on consolidated basis.
Yeah, Ragini, regarding...
Sir, you're not audible. Can you please unmute your line?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, sir, you're audible now.
Yeah, so I was just trying to answer the question raised by Ragini. So the current capex plan for the current fiscal is 13,300 crore and next year we are planning to spend 15,000 crore. And thereafter, on an average, our annual capex will be in the range of 12,000 to 13,000 crore. Am I clear?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, sir. Now, while you did tell about the project pipeline for future years, can you just tell the total capacity addition which you intend to do for FY27 and 28, bifurcated between hydro and renewable, and for the current year as well? Just the total capacity addition number.
Yeah, so current year we have already added 1350 megawatt till, December 2025. One more unit of Subansiri, 250 megawatt we have added, and two more units are going to be added. So meaning thereby, by end of March 2026, we are going to add additional capacity of 2100 megawatt, right? And next year, our capacity addition will be 2,744 megawatt from hydro, I am telling you.
Yeah, okay. And on the renewables?
Renewable also, as CMD sir has shared with you, that currently our solar capacity under construction is 1190 megawatt. And most of the solar capacity we are planning to, add by end of next financial year.
Yeah, okay, thank you. On the generation front, in Q3 FY26, I can see that the generation is increased by 23%. But for Q3, on the revenue, I can see a decline of 3%. So any reason for this deviation?
Yeah, so DF sir has already shared with you while sharing the variance in the line item, that during Q3 of the corresponding period, we have one-off revenue to the extent of 500 crore, on account of pay anomalies and interest on arbitration. So that has basically, if you exclude 500 crore from the previous year, then you will find that our generation is higher than the corresponding period.
Yeah, okay. And sir, any under-recoveries you have currently?
No, not at all. We are going fine with normative one.
Yeah, and on the secondary energy front, I can see that the secondary energy incentive has almost doubled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, can you just throw some light on the reasons for this?
Yeah, this is due to better generation by our subsidiary, NSDC. So NSDC design energy has already been achieved. So incremental whatever generation we are getting, we are accounting as secondary energy. So there is almost 123 kind of jump in our incentive number, quarterly number.
Okay. Lastly, on the pump storage projects front, so I just wanted to know what is the project pipeline like, and when can we see the construction begin, and when can we expect the first commissioning to take place? Also, on the cost economics front, what kind of a capex you foresee for these projects, and what is the realization or the revenue potential for these projects?
I think CMD Saab can, you know, may like to answer this question.
Yeah, Saroj, I will just let you. Ragini, actually, I told earlier also, the most of the PSP projects are under DPR stage as of now. And we are looking at, as you rightly said, we need to have a viable projects only. So we are looking at a viable projects. As per a preliminary, whatever we have done the analysis, based on a PFR. So Omkarishwar PSP is there in MP, 640 megawatts, so this seems to be an attractive one. Then there is Savitri PSP, Kalu PSP in Maharashtra, and one this project in Odisha also, which is Machinta, this is 1000 megawatts. So if in total, if you see, so this capacity of these projects comes out to be around 6000 megawatts, 5500 megawatts. So out of this, once the DPR is finalized, so we need to get approval of the Central Electricity Authority also on both the fronts, technical viability as well as technical feasibility as well as financial viability. So we are planning to start at least two projects of around 2000 megawatt out of these four during this this calendar year. And I am 100% sure that whatever the projects will start, they will be very attractive one with generation cost of around maybe 4.5 per unit, and if I see the this total cost in 2D pump, that will be around 7. And considering the requirement of the storage, which is mainly due to two sources only, either it's a battery energy storage or second is the pump storage plants only. So considering the this addition of solar in the grid, we definitely require badly the storage power. And I think whatever we generate, I am 100% sure we will be very easily able to sell them in the with beneficiaries who have a solar power in their portfolio.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Murtuza Arizabala from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I just want to check if Commission Parvati 2 this year and Subansiri a couple of units as well. Are we accounting for the revenues based on the revised cost, or there is some under accounting of revenues till we get a formal order for the revised cost approval? So is there some under recovery because of which we are not seeing the full benefits in the earnings? That's the first one. Second, during the quarter, there were certain transmission charges associated with Subansiri which are recoverable, which were counted. We want to know if that is for the entire 2000 megawatts or it's only for the units which have been commissioned, and so you would have more such sort of transmission charges which should come.
Yeah, so Mr. Murtuza, coming back to your first question regarding revenue recognition in Parvati 2, see, we have already filed tariff petition based on the revised cost of Parvati 2, 13,600 crore. And based on that, whatever estimated tariff we have envisaged, we have been accounting 80% of that as revenue in our Q1, Q2 and Q3 account. Right? Now, for example, till December 2025, for 9 months, we have already accounted 900 crore revenue from Parvati 2. So if that is 80% of the estimated revenue. So if you gross up, you will arrive at 1125 crore. So almost 225 crore has not been considered as a revenue, and that will be accounted after the tariff notification by CERC. So that is the accounting treatment we are giving to Parvati 2 generation and revenue. Am I clear? Anything related to Parvati?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. So should we just, if we were to annualize that Parvati, should it be like a 1200 crore number, or given the seasonality in generation, that number would be sort of lower for the fourth quarter?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have, now we have already, you know, received the interim order for Parvati 2 also. So we will continue to account 80% of the revenue till the final tariff notification by CRC in respect of Parvati 2. So that accounting treatment would be even continued in Q4 also, right?
Okay. And okay. A similar treatment in the case of Subansiri, could you give us what Subansiri would look like, 80 versus 100?
Yeah, so same treatment, same policy in case of Subansiri also. We will be filing tariff petition in respect of Subansiri, likely to be in the first week of March 2026. And then 80% of the estimated revenue we will be accounting till the final notification by CRC. So same policy we will be taking in case of SLP also.
So would it be fair to say that because 20% is a fairly large amount set aside when one considers the equity contribution, that till you get the final order, while it's not a drag on earnings, it's not actually contributing to profit, because 20% of revenue is where the profit of Parvati and Subansiri would lie?
In that sense, you are absolutely right, because we'll be taking 100% expenses and 80% of the revenue, so our profit will not be reflected in true manner. But fact remains that, this is the practice, because you cannot being conservative in accounting. We have been doing this, I mean, we never take 100% of the revenue, because CRC is the final authority, and once they notify the tariff for any project, then only we should consider 100% revenue for that.
Sure. Any visibility we have on when the final tariff order will be approved by CRC?
We are expecting only 5 to 6 months.
Okay. Yeah. And Subansiri?
Yeah, so Subansiri, we are going to file by first week of March. So interim tariff we'll be expecting very soon, within maybe 2 months. And then final tariff petition based on the final commissioning of the Subansiri.
Which will be when the last unit commissions, then you will file the final tariff order. And then depending on how much time the regulator takes, accordingly you will get that entire recovery.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any reason to believe, given that these projects, you know, are high tariff and, substantially delayed, that the regulator may ask you to consider some concessions that, you know, okay, instead of 80%, you account for 90% right now, and we'll give you some amount of a back-ended revenue and profile in these projects?
Yeah, so 90% of the revenue is one way to consider it. As I told you that this Parvati 2 and Subansiri both have taken exceptional time in commissioning, you know. So 20-25 years kind of timeline has been there. So we are just taking conservative view. Let CRC decide the final tariff, and accordingly that amount is going to our P&L sooner or later. So it is just timing difference, Murtuza ji.
Sure. And just on the second one, which is on that tariff charge related to Subansiri, which we saw, which is again a recoverable, just getting a sense that 800 crore number is for the entire 2000 megawatt, or as more capacities get commissioned, you will recognize the remaining also?
Yeah, so this power grid had commissioned its two assets in March 2023 and March 2024, right? So from that date, whatever 781 crore has been calculated, that is up to December 2025. Now, incremental order, we are going to add our unit one by one. So that amount would be decreasing, you know. And by March, we are going to add 4 units. So that ATC will be on balance 4 units. So in decremental order, it would be coming. But 781 is not the final figure. Some amount will, come from ATC in next financial year also, but not to that extent, frankly.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for the clarity on these two issues. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prashant Krishna Sagar from Univet Corporate Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Go ahead.
Just wanted to ask about Subansiri Lower project, hydroelectric project. What is the levelized tariff now finalized for?
So considering 28,000 crore of capex, the levelized tariff is around 7.5 rupees.
7.5 rupees. And yeah. Will you be able to pass it on to the states or how? Because they will be slightly reluctant to absorb. Or you will be getting some concessions from the government or in terms of period of the project or, you know, something of...
Prashant ji, you have been tracking NHPC for more than 20 years and we are in regular touch. So you have seen that what were the reasons for the delay in Subansiri Lower. Now, you have seen that all these delays were beyond the control of the management, and CRC is very much clear in their regulation that any cost overrun beyond the control of the management shall be part of the capital cost for tariff determination. So we are very much sure that whatever tariff and whatever cost we are going with to CRC is definitely they will consider. Our Director of Finance also want to add something in this regard.
Yeah, as far as PPAs are concerned, all the PPAs are in place. So we don't find any problem because once CRC determines the tariff, so in that case, we will be getting all the tariff which has been determined by CRC. So we don't find any issue as of now as far as this tariff acceptance by the beneficiaries is concerned.
But, sir, do you think CRC will go for 7.5 rupees or they will slightly give you CRC some concessions? And
I got your point. CRC goes as per CRC regulations. And in the regulations, it is clearly defined that whenever any expenditure has been incurred, which is beyond the control of the company, in that case, it is allowed by the regulator. So in this case, all the instances, as Mr. Saroj had explained, those all the incidents are beyond the control of the company. So in all probability, CRC is going to allow that. That we are pretty much sure about it. That we have also filed the petition which we are going to file. We are going to put up these facts very strongly so that there are very less chances of any sort of disallowance of any sort of expenditure from CRC side. That we are confident about it, and we will take up the tariff petition very strongly.
Maybe CMD sir may like to add something on this.
Yeah, I think already Mr. Saroj and our Director of Finance explained the things regarding the tariff, high tariff. We all know that the reasons which were beyond the control of the management as well as the company, for which the project almost stalled for 9 years. And that fact is known to all the stakeholders, including CRC also. And already as per the PPA, all the beneficiaries are honoring that, and considering the power for 25 years, 7.5 is not a very high tariff, with the peaking power as well as the clean power. And we had discussions internally as well as other stakeholders, and we don't foresee any reduction from the CRC side on the cost which we have incurred or which we have projected in our petition.
Okay, so second question is on the Dibang hydroelectric project. In the opening remarks, sir, you said that one contract is pending, one tender or one for is pending. So it is regarding which contract? Because in the earlier conference call, they had said about the dam tender was pending. So can you help us with that?
Same tender is pending, but want to share good news. Today only we discovered we opened the price bid, and we are going to award this contract within this month only. And with this, all the contracts will stand awarded. And I am hopeful that the way the project is progressing, so now there will not be no looking back. And the dam package was there, which you are talking about. This was in the last call also. And the same was in this call also, which I just told you. But today only we opened, and during this month we will award that also.
So this month you'll be awarding that. Okay. And just for information, sir, how many players have bidded for this dam, this thing?
Four bidders were there in this.
four players. Okay. And the third was, question is about the Italian project. Italian, yeah, hydroelectric project.
Yeah.
You have been assigned the project from SJVN by the government of the power ministry.
Yeah, yeah.
So just wanted to ask you whether this project will come in your balance sheet or it will remain in the SJVN's balance sheet, or how does it, what is the understanding now?
No, now this will be in the balance sheet of NHPC only. This is due to some reasons, and Ministry of Power decided that considering the size of the project and also our presence in the Dibang Valley already, because this is in the Dibang Basin only, so they thought ki, yes, we can handle this in a much better manner. So that was the only reason. So now this will remain in the balance sheet of NHPC only.
In the balance sheet of NHPC. And regarding the expenditure made by SJVN, you'll be reimbursing them, or is it like...
No, no, we will be reimbursing them based on their balance sheet, because that's also again a Navratna PSU. And we will be definitely reimbursing that amount, whatever they've incurred. And mainly the expenditure which is on the plant is basically on the land, land procurement only. That's the main basic, mainly... this expenditure on this project as of now.
Okay. So the other questions are on the projects of Kamla and Upper Subansiri. The land acquisition has been done, or is it in the process now? Or is it?
For this Kamla, we are in very advanced stages, and already the property survey and everything has happened. Now only the award has to come from the district administration, but due to some elections and panchayat election and all that, it got slightly delayed. But now we are expecting this award any time from Kamla, particularly this which we called Middle Subansiri also, this 70 megawatts, so 1720 megawatts. So this is already, I just want to share with you that already the PIB has also cleared this project. So I hope that by the end of March, we will be having all the clearances, including the land part also. And we will be awarding the contract in April or May and start the construction accordingly.
Okay. And you expected to start in FY 26-27?
Yeah, yeah. Because after April, it can start any time. Because we have only tendered out one package from Kamla also. And I told you PIB is already cleared. So some our environment clearance, forest clearances, and the land acquisition, those are in the last stage of approval. So I'm expecting that I will get all the approvals and clearances by the end of March. And from May onwards or maximum June, depending upon sometime tenders get delayed due to one or the other reason of the bidders. So if it doesn't happen, then I think we may conclude the tendering process of at least one package by April itself. So from May onward, project may start, the construction may start in the project for Kamla. Upper Subansiri, you just talked about the Upper Subansiri, I think it may, there may be a gap of around 4 to 5 months between the Middle Subansiri, Kamla, and Upper Subansiri. So there also we are, property survey is going on, and there also we are in advanced stage of forest clearance also. And for EC, we may get EC also by April or May. So there will be gap of 4 to 5 months between Middle Subansiri and Upper Subansiri for construction start.
And for Italian, when should one expect? FY 27 or 28?
Italian will be, you can say, from July or August, we will start the construction.
From 26.
Yeah, because everything is in place. EC is in place, FC is in place, and land acquisition almost 90% has been done. Only 10% is remained. Now, only 2-3 days back, Honorable CM and along with the cabinet had a meeting there in Italian. And small issues which we are just facing at site, so those will be resolved very soon. And I am expecting that by June, we may start the construction of Italian also by June or July.
June or July. Okay, sir. Okay, and last question is regarding the terrain. Sir, you had experienced terrain, geological issues and various issues in lower Subansiri.
Yes.
So in case of upper Subansiri and middle Subansiri, that's Kandla, you expect that sort of hindrance to the project, or it will be smooth kind of thing?
No, no, terrain is definitely very good there, and better than, I will say, lower Subansiri. So we don't expect much of issue which we faced in lower Subansiri, because the geological conditions are much, much better in these projects. In fact, including your Italian also.
Oh, so in the Dibang Valley also, you feel the terrain is much better than...
Dibang is much better. Now, I just want to tell you, in the powerhouse, which is underground cavern basically, so we are producing very well, and we are in very advanced stage of excavation, which is a major critical component of any hydro project. So, and also the diversion tunnel portion, there are 6 diversion tunnels, and we are almost at fag end of completing those diversion tunnels. So it shows itself that yes, the geology is much, much better, and once now the dam package will also be awarded. So once we start that, then definitely we'll come to the exact geology of the dam. But as per our investigation and geological surveys, the geology is very good in that area, and we don't foresee any issue or any delays because of these accounts. And so any surprise, you can understand that any surprise, geological surprise, we can never avoid. But as per our investigation, we don't foresee much surprises in that area.
Sorry to interrupt you, Prashant sir. May we request you that you return to the queue? The next question is from the line of Rupesh Panke from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, do you have adjusted PAT number for Q3?
Yeah, Rupesh, so while arriving at adjusted PAT, you have to add just 116 crore loss given by Parvati 2. So whatever reported number PAT of Q3 is there, just you add 116 crore, you will arrive at adjusted PAT, because there is no any exceptional or one-off item in this quarter.
Okay. The second question is, sir, as a nodal agency, we have many projects in the solar space where PPA and PSA yet to be signed. Can you throw some light on that? What is the progress there?
Maybe CMD sir may like to answer this question.
Sorry. Can you just repeat your question?
As a nodal agency, we have many projects on the solar side where PPA and PSA are yet to be signed. So how is the progress there?
Regarding this REIA, I think a renewable
energy. Yeah, absolutely.
In that case, you know that the demand has slightly dried down in the RE sector across the India. In fact, all the areas are trying their best to do the PPAs. But recently, we got a very good response for our 2-3 recently awarded this renewable energy this contract, which is mainly FDRE. And also wind also, we are getting a very good response. We got a mandate of 1200 megawatt from Punjab. So we got almost 15 bidders in that. And I think, as you know that we have almost bid out around 20,000 megawatt. And out of that, we have done the PP only for 6,000 as of now. So recently, all the RE developers have, I think, 2 or 3 rounds of meeting with MNRE, Ministry of Power, then... one meeting was chaired by Honorable Power Minister as well as Honorable MNRE Minister, and they have told their issues with that forum, and some of them are definitely resolvable, and they were sure to come out positively that how we expedite the PPAs or PSAs to be signed as early as possible. But yes, definitely now ultimately this has to be signed by the ultimate user or beneficiary, that those are the distribution companies. So there is some mismatch of adequacy plan as well as the demand as well as the power which is available as of now. And second, 2-3 things are there. It is major hindrance for all this delay in PPA. One is the connectivity issue, because connectivities which are now available are coming 29-30. So DISCOMs are slightly hesitant to sign the PPA when the power will be available after 2-3 years. And there is a source of power. Now, DISCOMs are now planning that they will not sign the PPA for like standalone solar, and they want that solar with the battery or some other alternative like solar plus wind plus battery, because they want not 24 hour supply, round the clock supply RTC, or they want assured peak. So because of this now change in requirement, some of the PPAs are definitely getting stuck up. But I'm still hopeful that in next 2 to 3 months, we may sign PPA of around 2 to 3,000 megawatt also.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. And now, I would like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
CMD, sir, over to you, sir.
Yeah. So I think we really had a very good conversation with our friends, and I really appreciate the queries which they have raised, and because whenever we have conversation, we learn a lot from our stakeholder, and we learn a lot that, yes, what are the shortcomings we have and how to fulfill those shortcomings. So I really thank Lara Securities as well as all the this queries who have joined through this call. I really thank all of you, and I assure everyone that NTPC is the bright future in terms of this in terms of completion of the project which are under construction, in terms of expansion, the new projects which are coming up, whether these are in hydro sector, whether these are in pump storage sector, whether these are in RE sector, and we are trying to see how we can have some inorganic or organic growth, whatever possible. So that also we are working upon. And I assure everyone that our results of this entire 12 months will be very, very good. And we will have a much better year this year. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Elara Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.